From the Say Magazine studios in Sarasota, Florida, welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome back from Winnipeg, Manitoba. The Bloodshots and the crew will be in the spotlight. CJ Lone, Ben Hodges, and Caitlin Childs will be in the spotlight interview. They have new music out and have just released The Bay Blues, Winnipeg rock and roll at its best. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. I'm ready, you ready? Let's hook it up. Let's get the show started with music from our guest, the Bloodshots. Here is Bad Moon Rising. That's the Bloodshots. They'll be in our spotlight in 25 minutes. All right, here's Exit, Tom B. That's brand new from Frank Patasho. I'm Larry Kay. Hope you're enjoying today's show. If you happen to miss part of today's show, you can always find us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com. That's where we hang 24/7, 365. All right, here we go. Indian City, strawberries and champagne.
Buy me a cup of coffee and I'll be your best friend. And if you scratch my back, well, you get everything. Sooner or later, things will just right themselves, you see. Rather than backseat driving, won't you ride up front with me? I say, have to put up with the rain. I said, oh, 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 sweet pleasure and sweet pain. Your hand in mine, side by side, strawberries and champagne. Life is complicated business. We do what we can. Follow the road laid out by all our moms and dads. And the highs and lows, and the sticks and stones, in our castles of steel and glass. Nothing lasts forever, baby. All this too shall pass. I say, you have to put up with the rain. I said, oh.
Power, it's always been right there next to me. I'm gonna step into the space my grandmother saved for me. Women are my tribe made of stone. Try to break them, take them from their homes. See them rise from smoke and flame. Names change, but blood remains the same. I'm on a step into my power. It's always been right there next to me. I'm gonna step into the space my grandmother saved for me. I'm gonna to step into the space my grandmother saved me.
Music from Jasmine Nascenta. Power. I'm Larry K. If you want to get a hold of me anytime, feel free to email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com and I'll email you back. And also, you can hook us up on LinkedIn. Larry Knutson, the Ho-Chunk. All right, here's Candia, Crazy Horse, Soul Yodel, number 3.
Tennessee Paul, you're the lady who, you're the lady who, you're the lady who, you're the lady.
It all starts at indigenousandmusic.com.
When she smiles,
was music from Janet Panic, It'll All Work Out. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, our guest will be in the spotlight, the Bloodshots, and the crew. We'll be right back. Our Indigenous musicians have no borders. We're sharing a love across Turtle Island. We are Indigenous in Music. Got your Indigenous rock and roll. We've got your Indigenous rock and roll. Right here at IndigenousInMusic.com. From the Say Magazine studios in Sarasota, Florida, welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight interview. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we welcome back from Winnipeg, Manitoba. We have in the house the Bloodshots and its crew members. Tonight, we welcome CJ Lone, Ben Hodges, and Caitlin Childs. They have new music out and have just released Bay Blues, Winnipeg rock and roll at its best. And it's time to find out all about them and their new music. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back the Bloodshots. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, Larry.
How you doing?
Good to see
ya. Yeah, it's been a while, huh?
Yeah, thanks for having us, bud. Looking forward to this all day.
Yeah. What's the weather like up there? Nice and warm?
Yeah. I think it's going to be 30 Celsius. What's that Fahrenheit?
Yeah, I don't know.
70 something?
I know the Americans do Fahrenheit, yeah. But we're about 30 today.
Nice, nice. Well, geez, last time you were visiting, we were promoting our visit at our event at the Whiskey Go-Go past January. Mm-hmm. Did you guys have a good time there?
Oh, the best time.
Sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bit of a dream come true. That was really, really amazing to be sharing the stage with a lot of some heavy legend acts. That was incredible.
Yes, yes, it was fun. Well, hey, well, why don't we get started with some short introductions, and then we'll talk about the band and then jump into the new music. So why don't we start with the chief, CJ Lone. You go ahead and hit the stage.
Hey, CJ from the Bloodshots, lead singer, guitar player, and next to me is?
I'm Caitlin. I play bass for the Bloodshots, and I do a bit of backing vocals.
All right.
And over here, I'm Ben. I play drums, and they let me sing sometimes. But I've been in the band for just over about a year and a half or so, but it's a pleasure to be here.
Sure, sure. Now, where'd you all meet?
Well, I was about a year and a half ago, the Bloodshots and I were at the same show. I was in another band and we were just happened to be playing in the same show, and it was all about timing. I was kind of on my way out of one of my first bands, my high school band that was together for like 15 years or so. And it was just time to move on. And at the same time, CJ and the Bloodshots were looking for a new drummer. So it was a perfect fit. He just messaged me the next day and says, hey, who are you playing drums with lately? And I was like, oh, actually, funny you say that. I'm going to be looking for someone. So it was an instant hookup that way. Yeah,
it was like a secret scouting mission almost.
Yeah, I was poached. It was great.
Yeah.
It was nice to be needed. Yeah. That
sure.
Time, yeah.
And yeah. Caitlin, you singing too?
Yeah, a little bit. I do some harmonies and that kind of stuff. But I met them kind of when I was how old was I? Sixteen. I think it was 16 when I met them. But I played with. We did. Actually, I was a student at School of Rock here in Winnipeg, and we used to do these things with our house band, where we played with a bunch of local bands at the end of the year as like a charity kind of thing for like a fundraiser.
Yeah.
So then, actually, I ended up playing with the Bloodshots. When I was 16.
Oh, cool.
And that was a really cool experience for me. And actually, I played guitar with them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which was interesting.
Nice.
And sang.
And I did I did add some backing vocals. Into their song. And then, and say like 6 or 7 months ago, they had put out like an ad saying that they were looking for a bassist.
Right on.
And I replied to it and here we are.
Yeah, she blew everybody else out of the water in those submissions that we got for a new bass player. And the whole time I'm looking and I'm like, God, this girl, she's familiar from somewhere. And it was about, I don't know, 7-8 years ago, I guess, where we met her as she was just a teenager, and we rocked out with her at that School of Rock show. And
yeah.
When she submitted to this, everybody else that we had submitting, you know, me and Ben had to wait some time to hear them do this or that or whatever. And within 3 hours, Caitlin sent back everything done, finished. We were like, oh, okay, that's the best one yet. Yeah.
We like that.
Yeah.
Well, CJ, the name of the new song is Bay Blues. You brought some home from you, from LA, huh?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us about the new song?
Well, it's kind of a song that I've had kind of in the back of my mind for some years now. I used to travel down to California, you know, once or twice a year. And it's about some time I spent in San Francisco. And it just, as... it always kind of floated around in my writing sessions with myself and then it never really kind of went anywhere. And then when I brought it to the band, everybody just kind of like added the flair to it and everything. And Ben with that almost like disco beat in there that just kind of amped the song up completely. And when we get doing it live, when we recorded it, Caitlin wasn't part of the band yet, but when we do it live and she adds the harmonies, it's like way better than the recording. So it just really came together. And as we were writing it, we're like, God, this is really catchy. This should really become something.
You got some good fun songs coming out too as well. Caitlin, how do you keep track of all your fans?
We do a lot of social media work. We have our Instagram that's doing very well. I've started a TikTok account for us.
Yeah, she brought us into the world of TikTok.
Yeah.
And
we also have all of our Spotify numbers, Apple Music, that kind of stuff. They all give us some stats on listeners and that kind of stuff.
Right on. Today we're speaking with the members of the Bloodshots from Winnipeg, Manitoba. CJ Lohner, Ben Hodges, and Caitlin Childs. They have new music out called Bay Blues. Read all about them at our place on the web at indigenousmusic.com. Thank you guys for stopping in tonight. Great to have you on the show and meeting all three of you.
Hey, thanks so much, Larry.
Always a pleasure, bud.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Woo! Stay in touch. San Francisco, you're miserable outside and in. That was music from the Bloodshots, and that was their new release, The Bay Blues. In case you're just tuning in, the Bloodshot crew were just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
The Johnnies. Leathers and Feathers with Speedy Salas. All right, here's the City Lions. Seasons Won't Stay. I'm Larry K.
Actually, we might have to. us again. Tell me, who are you talking to? Well, I only came back as a friend to tell you I ain't coming back for you. How does it do it so I can't resist? How does it do it so it always comes through on a weary night? Everybody's rocking and shaking, it's true. How does it do it so it always comes through? That's the way it goes, and I think they'll know. It can rain diamonds and pearls forever. It needs to be chasing those storm clouds together. And a dream starts again. Tell me, who are you hanging with? Well, how come every night you know it's true? You're always drifting back to he. How does it do it so it always comes through? How does it do it so it makes it in on a weary night? Everybody's shaking and rocking, it's true. How does it do so it always comes through? That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. It can rain diamonds and pearls forever. It needs to be chasing those storm clouds together. Maybe we will, maybe we won't, but maybe we'll be in love and still be together.
Music from Matthew Chafee. It Rains Forever. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back. Support for Indigenous in Music comes from the Two Buffalo Restaurant Design and Equipment Company. The Indian Game and Trade Show and Convention is fast approaching. September 16th through the 18th at the Tulalip Resort Casino. And Two Buffalo Restaurant Design and Equipment Company will be there. Two Buffalo can help you with your next restaurant project, offering a full turnkey operation. Say hello to us at our booth. There's more information at twobuffalo.com. We are the Music Makers, bringing the medicine that you need and makes you feel good. We are Indigenous in Music. All right, music now from Old Soul Rebel. This is One Day. I'm Larry Kay. Hope you're enjoying today's show. If you missed part of today's show, you can always find us at our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com. Stop over, that's where we hang 24/7, 365. That's indigenousandmusic.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.